Greetings, champion.
Are you thinking what I am thinking? Good. Bring ample supply of butter and goblin jumper cables.
All eyes on me.
Do you even live?
Ha! Your size makes you weak, giant.
Hey, chill out.
Eliminate the target.
Here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back, cozy gamers. Today's date is August 29th, 2022. It is episode 13, and I'm welcoming you to the Cozy Cottage, the place where cozy gaming chat occurs. You can join in on the cozy gaming chat by reaching out by tweeting the show at @_cozycottage. You can tweet at me at Horena. You can email the show at horenascozycottage@gmail.com. You can go to cozycottagegaming.com for all of this information if you were driving and you didn't have a pen or you don't have a good memory. And guess what? You're going to notice a difference going forward. I think I finally figured out my inability to tackle what I intended to do with this podcast. So I've tossed out some different types of shows like the Am I the A-hole Apple Pie, stuff like that, and then my Final Fantasy Fondue. Well, what I've done is I've kind of flipped it backwards. I'm still putting out my game-specific episodes. We're going to have Gaming Guacamole, the Cozy Gaming Casserole, and Blizzard Buffet, and I think there was another one I had on the menu so far. But what I've done is I decided to take the Am I an A-hole Apple Pie and put it on its own show. And I also do a show for Ark Survival Evolved called The Dilo Dispatch. And I also already did a show for Final Fantasy XIV called Sprout Life. So what I did is I made a podcast network called the Cozy Podcast Network. And you can find all of the podcasts that I do. I do a narcissism podcast called I Was Hornswoggled. And I'm putting them all under the umbrella of my own Cozy Podcast Network. So go to cozypodcastnetwork.com to find all of the shows that I produce. And let's get diving into this gaming guacamole, because I'm still serving up some yummy dishes here at the Cozy Cottage. And, you know, it takes a little bit to kind of figure out what creative direction I want to go with my podcast. So I think I have figured it out. So, like I said, I'm your host, Harina, and I welcome you to join me for some gaming guacamole. This delightful episode makes a great gaming snack. It's perfect for when you just want to nibble on some headlines instead of eating a huge gaming main course. So let's dive into some guacamole. Grab your chips. Here we go. All right, our first gaming guacamole chip headline is gamers face price rise on PS5, but not Switch. The price of PS5s will increase across the UK, Europe, Canada, even according to the PlayStation.com blog, it will rise in the UK, Japan, China, Australia, Mexico as well. And they say that the price of PS5s will increase due to just, you know, the world right now. While Nintendo claims that their prices will remain the same despite increased costs, Sony claims that inflation is actually the reason for its system price increases. PC gamers may soon be able to make financial savings on their gear. NVIDIA's chief executive Jensen Huang said that the business had overproduced graphic cards and a product that has been in short supply lately. According to The Verge, he stated that their plan is to sell considerably below the current sell-through numbers in the marketplace to give the channel an opportunity to rectify. There won't be any price increases in the US despite the PS5's prices rising in various countries. Piers Harding Rolls, an industry analyst at gaming research company Ampere Analyst, told the BBC that the strong dollar was to blame for the lack of a pricing hike in the US. Sony, in a global entity, which is operating, they guess, more consistently in lots of global markets, so they are impacted by currency exchanges and the strength of the dollar, he said. He also added, that's why you're seeing price increases in some markets, but not in others. You've got this nuanced approach, which is trying to reflect the impact on the cost of goods in relation to those specific markets. And then, so there's been a lot of discussion all over social media. And then I actually had a tweet that they said, I thought was funny, by Daniel Ahmed on Twitter, that said, a lot of people are criticizing Sony for raising the price of the PS5, but this is actually a good move and they're saving you money. For example, I was originally going to buy a PS5 for €499, but now I'm not buying a PS5 at all. So I'm like, that's the best way to look at it. They're saving you money because you're going to, you know, just be like, psh, I'm not going to buy it then. I just saved $500. So, or €500. I don't know the transaction rate for that. But yeah, I just thought I'd add that because it was funny and I like funny things. So our next guac headline is Dead Island 2 will feature Alexis voice control. Dead Island 2 by Dam Buster Studios will feature voice activation via Alexa game control. Players will be able to initiate specific in-game events via a sequence of natural and intuitive voice commands, according to a post on Amazon's website. This includes the ability to communicate with non-player characters, those NPCs, swap out weapons, use unique combat techniques, and even goad zombies. The most intriguing aspect of this feature may be that it doesn't actually require gamers to own an Echo device. Instead, they can use a microphone or headset. Both the PC and console versions of the game will apparently support this feature. This is not the first time voice instructions and gaming have combined, though. Despite the fact that it's not often that this is even done, Alexa has been famously used by games like Skyrim, but in this case, the gadget itself had a very primitive copy of Bethesda's massive 2011 blockbuster. It is still unclear whether voice control will function properly in Dead Island 2, or if it will just be a gimmick. Voice control has never really taken off in video games, but I think it's something very interesting to keep our eyes on. Since Ubisoft announced Skull and Bones will release in November, they have made a variety of announcements, and thanks to a new blog and an in-depth video, we now know the PC specifications. For the game, a comprehensive range of choices have been revealed and displayed in a new PC specifications trailer that showcases everything. The features will include a range of options, including image upscaling, uncapped FPS, which will allow gamers freedom for lowering latency, 4K HDR, ray tracing, NVIDIA DLSS, and AMD FSR are some image scaling possibilities. In order to optimize your experience for your system and to get the most out of the game when it launches, Ubisoft is also highlighting that the input options are completely customizable. To make the game playable by a large audience, they provide a number of hardware configurations, starting with lower system requirements. By providing so many alternatives, you should be able to find something that works for you. And I thought that was really awesome. I put the whole article that talks more in depth about this on MMORPG.com in the show notes. But I thought that was really neat that instead of just constantly increasing the graphics and games and losing more of the player base, because not everybody can, one, afford to keep updating their graphics cards, but two, have they even been available? Not really. Until, like we just heard a couple news articles ago, they actually overproduce now and will be putting more out into, you know, the player's hands, but it hasn't been easy to find one that you could even purchase, and then they had already been jacked up in prices because, you know, the supply and demand. So I thought that was cool that they are actually thinking about making their game more accessible instead of just cutting off chunks of the player base who can't keep up with the price gouging of a lot of this tech that we have to keep updating. But you know, that's the pain of PC gaming, right? we have that ability, but that ability also costs a pretty penny at times. So let's move on. So Genshin Impact has made it into the news, but not in a great way, because they have been used to abuse players with ransomware. And to get beyond the antivirus defense, they use the kernel mode anti-cheat of Genshin Impact. There was a write-up in PC Gamer that went over this in detail, but I'm just going to paraphrase what I want to share with you guys. A while ago, security supporters and skeptics actually expressed concern that attacks that take advantage of anti-cheat kernel mode drivers might seriously undermine our PC security. And now it appears that this actually happened. A ransomware actor has misused the anti-cheat driver used by Genshin Impact, a well-known free-to-play role-playing game, to disable antivirus processes and allow the widespread distribution of their malware. The driver mhypro2.sys, which is entirely valid, was exploited to acquire root access to a system on August 24th, 2022, according to a recent Trend Micro white paper. And the authors Ryan Sullivan and Hitomi Kimura noted that security teams and defenders should realize that mhypro2.sys may be embedded into any virus, and that Genshin Impact does not even need to be installed on a victim's device for this to work. The use of the driver is independent of the game itself. So check more on that. You can head to PC Gamer in my .com. They have a write-up way, you know, more in depth and all that jazz. And also I have linked to that in my show notes. So that is at cozycottagegaming.com. And Gamescom 2022, what did we find out? All right, I'm going to share some stuff that came out of Gamescom 2022, and here we go. Dead Island 2 has finally been revealed after 8 long years, with a new trailer and the announcement that it will be released on February 3rd, 2022. One of the 6 playable characters in the game, Jacob, appears in the cinematic trailer when he was seen murdering Los Angeles with a katana and a rifle. Sonic Frontiers' November 8th release date was revealed by Gamescom Opening Night Live, which also unveiled a brand new trailer with Sonic pacing across various landscapes, some enigmatic new characters, and even a peek of Amy. Opening Night Live revealed that Gotham Knights will now be released on October 21st, 2022, bringing the trip to Gotham City a little closer. Along with Mr. Freeze, the Penguin, and the Court of Owls, the trailer that spread the news also announced Harley Quinn and Clayface will make prominent appearances as antagonists. Hogwarts Legacy, which had been delayed, debuted a new gameplay teaser at Gamescom Opening Night Live. The clip also shows pupils researching Salazar Slytherin's past and making a little horrifying decision with the torturing curse Crucio. And a new trailer for the Callisto Protocol debuted at Gamescom Opening Night Live, and it is best characterized as a gore fest. We also got a preview of the new mutations mechanism, in addition to witnessing foes forced into strange meat grinder-like machinery, and a lethal spinning huge fan at the end of a long sewer-like water slide. You know, the basics. To put it simply, this means that some adversaries have tentacles coming out of them, and if you don't eliminate them quickly enough, they will evolve and grow stronger, because that's what we want. Stronger tentacles. The DualSense Edge, a top-tier PS5 wireless controller featuring programmable controls, the capacity to save numerous control profiles, interchangeable stick caps, back buttons, and more, is Sony's long-awaited response to Microsoft's Xbox Elite controller. And you can find out even more Gamescom 2022 coverage by going to IGN.com. I put the link in the show notes. In an interview, Mark Zuckerberg said that Meta's next virtual reality headgear is, quote, well on its way, and that a release is anticipated for October of this year. One of the most well-liked brands of VR headsets on the market is offered by Meta, previously Facebook. With their strong sales, the Oculus Quest and Oculus Quest 2 have made VR accessible to the general public in a way that doesn't really require a computer to use. Nearly 2 years after its release, the Oculus Quest 2 has both its fans and those who are looking toward the future keeping an eye on it. The next Meta VR headset is on the way and will come in October, according to Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook, who made the announcement during an interview. The upcoming Meta VR headset, formerly known as Project Cambria, will provide a lot more cutting-edge features and new technologies to virtual reality. In a recent interview with Joe Rogan, Zuckerberg actually talked about a lot of stuff. I've been seeing clips of it everywhere. And also, Zuckerberg, he discussed the next gadget will be released in October. Unfortunately, Zuckerberg omitted to provide the device's actual name or its specific pricing. He did, however, offer a number of tidbits that offer some suggestions as to what fans might anticipate. The next Meta VR headset will advance beyond the Oculus Quest 1 and 2, capturing not just a user's hands and movements, but also their facial expressions. According to Zuckerberg, the new device will be able to measure eye movement, which might be converted into a virtual avatar that would allow others to see exactly where the user is looking. Additionally, since it will be able to read facial emotions, once an avatar will be able to receive them as well for a more authentic social interaction. According to earlier Project Cambria material, the gadget would also have augmented or mixed reality, enabling users to add VR features to a full color overlay of the actual world. There is a warning attached to all of this new technology, though. The cost of the next Meta VR headset will probably be far more expensive than the Quest and Quest 2 models. The headset may retail as much as $800, which would be comparable to the cost of two existing headsets, and will come after the base model of the Oculus Quest 2 prices hike up to $400. So, that, I mean, it sounds interesting. I feel like, yeah, if it's double the price of what you could get two Quests, I don't know if all the extra additions are worth that extra $400. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see what everybody has to say. I like to sit back and wait. You know, it's fun to kind of, you know, speculate, chew on some stuff, think about what ways things are going to play out. But at the end of the day, we'll find out when we find out. On August 30th, which is tomorrow, Hearthstone players will finally have access to the long-awaited opportunity to report problematic in-game names, gameplay, and conversations. The collectible card game Hearthstone will receive a new patch on August 30th. This new patch brings a long-awaited reporting function to the game, making users have the ability, or allowing us to have the ability, to finally alert Hearthstone to problematic players in the community, in addition to a new battleground season, mercenaries upgrades, and bug fixes. Players haven't had a trustworthy means to report griefing, harassment, purposefully nasty conduct since Hearthstone's introduction, which has actually created a toxic climate in the game. Hearthstone can start working on resolving that problem as soon as the reporting tool is released. Players will also be able to report anyone on their friends list as well as previous and current opponents using the social option in the bottom left corner of the screen once the patch is available. When interacting with a problematic player's name, one need only choose the options menu and click the report button to report them. Inappropriate names, chat abuse, and intentionally nasty playstyles are all reasons for reporting, according to Hearthstone. During GamesCon 2022, Minecraft Legends gameplay was shared based on the hugely well-liked sandbox game. Minecraft Legends is a real-time action strategy game. Dennis Rise and Magnus Nedfors from Mohang demonstrated the gameplay and elaborated on the choice to create Minecraft Legends, a real-time action game. They released the trailer, and it's also up on Steam right now. I'm going to put the link to that in the show notes. And from the Steam page, it does say that it's coming in 2023, and they add, "Discover the mysteries of Minecraft Legends, a new action strategy game. Explore a gentle land of rich resources, lush biomes on the brink of destruction. The ravaging piglins have arrived, and it's up to you to inspire your allies and lead them into strategic battles to save the overworld." So, yep, it's coming out in 2023, and it will have, in the About section, learn the story of Minecraft Legends and explore its new yet familiar world while experiencing the Minecraft universe in an exciting new way in this action strategy game. It has offers a dynamic world. Don't they all offer a I think I see that in all the things. When you play my game, you will have a dynamic new world. So I just think it's funny. It's when you read game descriptions as much as I do, it's things like that start to stick out. Explore a beautiful land, both familiar. Another word that always comes, I'm just cutting it myself. Another word that I always see is the fauna. Familiar lands and the beautiful surroundings and fauna. That's what I always see too. So, the dynamic world will offer a beautiful land, both familiar and mysterious, full of diverse life, lush biomes, and rich resources needed to build your defenses and defeat the piglin invasion. You will have epic battles with unexpected friends to form valuable alliances and lead them into these battles to protect their home, take flight to the piglins before their nether corruption devours the overworld. And then they have some PvP where you can challenge your friends or team up with them in exciting battles as you defend your village and lead your allies to defeat your opponents. So more on that. It has single player, online PvP, online co-op, and full controller support. So keep your eyes open for that in 2023. All right, we're going to be talking about some free games right now on the Epic Game Store. From August 25th to September 1st, you can get Ring of Pain, another day, another deck-building roguelike to lose yourself in for an indefinable amount of time. Setting Ring of Pain apart from its contemporaries, however, is a unique ring-centric surprise format to its dungeons. The pace at which you choose to advance lets you set the rhythm of its turn-based card combat for yourself, meaning you can push the intensity of encounters as you see fit, provided you don't push too far and risk an untimely end at the hands of one of the ring's many surreal horrors. Additionally, for a shorter freebie window, Destiny's 2 Bungie's 30th Anniversary Pack is free on Epic Store until August 30th, so tomorrow is your last day. And as part of a collaboration between Bungie and Epic that also sees skins and characters crossing between Destiny and Fortnite, the 30th Anniversary Pack includes exclusive access to dungeon activity, the Gajolrin Horn exotic rocket launcher, and a slew of vulnerable cosmetics. And what's coming up for Epic Store free games on September 1st through September 8th, Shadow of the Tomb Raider Submerged Hidden Depths will be yours for free to grab off the Epic Games Store. If if you're looking for some Amazon freedom, free stuff, I guess that's what we would call it. Amazon has revealed the free, but not really, since you're paying for Prime PC games that you will get September if you're a Prime Gaming member. Without further ado, here they are. Assassin's Creed Origins, Football Manager 2022, Middle Earth Shadow of Mordor Game of the Year Edition, The Dig, Defend the Rook, We the Revolution, Castle on the Coast, and Word of the Law, Deathmask Collector's Edition. There you go. Well, I hope you enjoyed this gaming guacamole episode. It's just a, you know, bite-sized snack, hitting those headlines, dropping those juicy guacamole nuggets. If you want to listen to more in-depth gaming discussions on Ark Survival Evolved, World of Warcraft, or Final Fantasy XIV, head to thecozypodcastnetwork.com. If you want to hear about narcissism, and if you are an a-hole from the Reddit site, head to cozypodcastnetwork.com. And if you want to keep eating your Blizzard buffet, your gaming guacamole, your cozy gaming casserole, and all that jazz, you know where to find it, right here at the Cozy Cottage Gaming Podcast. You can be part of the show by sharing your opinions, what you're playing, gaming news of your own, things you're looking forward to, by tweeting the_CozyCottage. You can tweet me on Twitter at Harena. You can email the show at harenascozycottage@gmail.com, and you can go to cozycottagegaming.com for all the things that you heard in the show. So I hope you have a great time. I hope you got your belly full on all this yummy gaming guacamole, and I will see you on episode 14. Bye!
Strength comes from the heart.
Hey, you very good.
See you next time.
Currents guide you home.
Good luck. The reign of terror has ended.
Don't let the door hit you where the cataclysm splits you.
Peace. Or not.
Good luck.